Okay, the boy side, today's daf is daf Nun Dalid, and we are holding six lines from the top of the Yomid where the Gemara asks the Kasha, Meisvei. Obviously, if we're asking a Kasha, we have to remember what did we say previously upon which we're asking a Kasha. So, we don't have to go too far back. You can start on the third line from the top of the Omid, the Inhu Keman Sabrua, who are the Inhu that was Ula and Rabba Barbachana, how do they hold? Kihod the Omer Rabbi Yomin Bar Yafes, Omer Rabbi Yoichanan. Remember, it's Rabbi Yoichanan. Mevorchen al Ho'oir, Bein Bemtsoy Shabbos, Bein Metsoy Yom HaKippurim. You go and make a bracha boira mi oiri ho'esh, both on Motzi Shabbos and Motzi Yom Kippur, v'chein amad devar, and that's the halacha lemaisa, that one makes a boira mi oiri ho'esh, both Motzi Shabbos and Motzi Yom Kippur. Freitim or meisvei, ein mevorchan ala or elam b'motzi Shabbos, only a Motzi Shabbos. Why? Hoyil utchilas b'yosei hu, because that was the first time when Eish was created. As we'll see with Adam HaRishon, Gemara is going to go into it a little bit later. Now we have a machlokes. When do you make that boira me'oiru eish? V'kimin shiroyim avorach miyad. The Tanakh comment says, as soon as you see the fire, make the bracha immediately. Boira me'oiru eish, even though you're not ready yet to go and make havdalah. As soon as you see it, make a bracha. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, no, so do not cause, like we do. You misar ala cause. Boyer Priya Govin, Boyer Mini Besamim, and then, well, and I don't know if you say Boyer Besamim on Matsi Yom Kippur, but regardless, but the important thing is you do it ala cause, you don't just do it haphazardly. As soon as you see the Eish, you wait until you make up. The Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Krabi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yochanan says, you pass on like Krabi Yehuda, meaning Soidran al Hakos. Now remember, the whole machloik is between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is, in what order do you say it? Do you wait for Havdalah, or can you go and say it as soon as you see the fire? Ay Bazoi, Freita the Yomara, Kum Techois, Rabbi Yochanan is passing like Rabbi Yehuda, and he's passing that you go and make a Boire Ma'ori Ho'esh only on Matzah Shabbos. That's what it says. Ay Mavorchan or Ele Matzah Shabbos. Oh, so when I said before, I said Al Kos. Avad, we talk about Boire Minei B'Samim because we're talking about the Shabbos. Fine. Anyway, so bottom line is, on Matzah Shabbos, you go and make the Boire Ma'ori Ho'esh. But the Tanakhama said, Ein Mevorchen, Ela B'Matzah Shabbos, meaning only Matzah Shabbos and not Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yochanan just said a moment ago, Mevorchen Ala Or, Bein Matzah Shabbos, Bein Mimotzi Yom Kippur. And now the same Rabbi Yochanan says that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, who only is arguing in one prat, and that is, when do you say the Boire Ma'ori Ho'esh? But everybody agrees that it's only on Matzah Shabbos. Is the Chassid Rabbi Yochanan Rich? Evdim Oloi Kasha. Kan Bo'or Shishavas, Kan Bo'or Hayyotzim and Aitim Min Ho Avonim. If you're talking about your regular fire like we do on a regular Matzah Shabbos, that were Moitzi Sa'or from Aitim Va'avonim. Of course, today most people don't go and take 2 sticks or 2 stones and try to go make a fire. We usually just go and take matches. That's fine. Matches is great to go and start a fire on Matzah Shabbos. For B'Motzi Yom Kippur, you have to have the Or Sheshavas. What means Or Sheshavas? So if you look at the Rashi, second line from the top of the Yom, Or Sheshavas, Shehoyi B'Shabbos, Shedolak Hayoyim, Umikol Mokim, Imelechas Aveira Shavas, Shedolak Shedolak Beheter. So Rashi is saying, number one, example of the Or Sheshavas means that it was Taka lit on Shabbos, or in our case, on Yom Kippur, but it was done Beheter. How do you light a candle beheter on Yom Kippur? You're going shalchaya, a woman that's about to give birth, or v'shalchoyla, or noir, or the simpler case, v'ner hadolik me'er v'yom kippurim. Or you have, like many of us have, the yahrzeit lamplach that we light from before Yom Kippur, that lasts for 25 hours, so it was shavas that it was not over an isur on Yom Kippur. So ner hadolik me'er v'yom kippurim, mevorchen, af metoy Yom Kippurim. Dahi bracha mishum the dvar chidushulai. Why do you make the bracha? Not because it was bria sa'olam like you have on Matzah Shabbos, but it's because it's something novel. In which way is it novel? Shloi nehena min ha'or hayoyim. He didn't have any hanoah from the or yet today. Now for the first time he's having heter. The lashon of Rashi is a little bit strange because Rashi says you didn't have hanoah from the or. You could have had a nod the entire day. You could have had that yard site lumpel next to you and looked in the sitter. There's nothing wrong with that. What Rashi means to say that he didn't have hanof from this oir in a derech isur. He only had a derech heter because it was lit from before Yom Kippur, or was lit on Yom Kippur for those that are allowed to have that oir. The chaya and the choyla and the ner hadoilik. Now a matzi yontif is over. This is the first time now he's having hanoah from the oil without any Easter and heter types of considerations, because yontif is over. You have to be careful of shemiyata.
Yeah, so
exactly. So okay,
shemiyata,
you shouldn't go and adjust it and right. What you're saying is right. But what happens if it happens to be very high? See, the Gemara tells the Gemara said that even if it's 2 or 3 kaimites. Okay, but
I don't know what you said the dumb about there. So that will come. So you have the Shabbos that Alach Hayom, come on, come, but let us avera Shabbos.
Shabbos. Means
it's
not an avera, though. It's just done. This ner was shoyves. It rested from any type of avera. It was lit on Yom Tov or Shabbos, Yom Kippur. But melechas avera, it was shoyves. Melechas heter, that it was not shoyves. That it was going bad. Anyway, so that's the type of ner that you can use on Matzah Shabbos, and that's the meaning today as well, that when you go and make a bar ma'esh on Matzah Yom Kippur, you should do it from an Or Shabbos, you take it from a yard side lampo. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara. So the two Rabbi Yochanans are now consistent. When Rabbi Yochanan said, yesterday, he's referring to that Matzah Yom Kippur, that you looked for an Or Shabbos, an Or that did not violate Yom Tov, either that it was on the whole time from before Yom Tov, or it was lit on Yom Tov, L'tzorech Choyla, or L'tzorech Chaya, like we said in the Rashi. However, when the other Rabbi Yochanan says, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that you only go and do a Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, you only make a Bar Mara'esh on Matzah Shabbos, that's referring to if I don't have a Ner Shabbos, I only have regular Havdalah candle and regular matches. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no, then don't use that on Matzah Shabbos, I'm sorry, on Matzah Yom Kippur, because for Matzah Yom Kippur you have to have the Or Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Tak arayin, what we were just saying, Tony Chod, the one Raisa says, Or a yotzman eitzman avonim avorkin a love. You can make a brach on your regular Havdalah candle like we do every Matzah Shabbos. But Tony Chode im avorkin olav. No, you're not allowed to. Stachastira veikasha. Same terrors. Come Matzah Shabbos. The Matzah Shabbos you can use the Or a yotzman eitzman avonim, meaning from a regular Havdalah candle which you lit with regular matches. Come Matzah Yom Kippurim. You cannot use that. Or it has to be dafka the Or shesh avaz. Now exactly how do you arrange it? Oh, so similar to the machlekes we had a moment ago, says Imar Rebbe Mefazran. Rebbe was not medaktik to dafka do it al hakos, meaning as soon as he saw the oir on Matzah Shabbos or on Matzah Yom Kippur, he would go and make the bracha immediately. And when they brought him the besamin, he would make a bracha on that. He wasn't makbid or medaktik to the dafka be in the same order that we have it on Matzah Shabbos. But Rebbe Chiya did like we do it, says Rashi. Kemosha anu oisin al hakois. Rashi says 6-7 lines from the top. Mechantzen al hakois kemoshun, just like we do it. In other words, you have everything in front of you. You have your kos of wine, and you have your psamim, and you have your or, and you go in order. That's how Rebbe Chiya did it. Even though Rebbe was not medactic and he went and made a Barim Reish, if you will, somewhat prematurely before Havdalah, but he made a second bracha. Because his wife and his children and the others, they had not seen the Or yet, and they want to go and hear the bracha now, so he would go and make the bracha and be moitzi to all of them, so they would be yoitzi the mitzvah of making this Barim Reish on Matzah Shabbos. Okay, so this was the discussion whether you do or you do not make Barim Reish on Matzah Shabbos, and now we go back a little bit into Matzah Yom Kippur, I'm sorry, and now we go back a little bit into Agat. So if you more of Or Matzah Shabbos Ivri, you're telling me that Or was created the first time on Matzah Shabbos, Vatanya was under the Braisa. Asore Dvarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshois. There are 10 things that, although they only had an effect later on, the potential was already created on Erev Shabbos, meaning on the sixth day of creation, Bein Hashmoshes, right before Shabbos. Eilohein, what were those 10 things? Be'er, that's Be'erus Shel Miriam, the Klal Yisrael afterwards had water when they were in the Midbar. V'hamon, this is not Homan Chas V'Shalom, V'hamon, and the mon that they ate during the times that they were in the Midbar. V'keshes, and that beautiful rainbow that you have in the times of Noyach. Ksav and Michtav. Exactly what is Ksav and Michtav? Rashi has two pshatim, but Rashi likes the second pshat better. If you look at Rashi, Ksav, about 10, 12 lines on the top, Ksav, Kriyas Shem Hu Oisiyos. Ksav means that Bein Hashmoshes on that Friday of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave at that time the names of the Oisiyos, the Aleph, the Beis, and the Gimel, and the Dalet, the Kriya Shem, how you refer to them and how you pronounce them. What's Hamichtav? Hakikos and Mitzurasan. How you go and write them, how you go and inscribe them. Ah, so he gave both the Kriya and the Ksiva at that time. Felinir Barashi says, I prefer it from Shat. Ksav Zuhi Hakikas Tzurasan. To go and say Ksav means Kriya, Bisushver, because after all, Ksav means to write, not to go and be Kore. After all, there are a lot of people that can speak the language but cannot read the language, or vice versa. V'liner ksav zui chakika, chakikas tzurasim, exactly how you write them and inscribe them. V'amachtev hu eit v'cheret shenichtav boi chakikas haluchais. Oh, that is the eight, the pen that was used, the cheret, that was the stylus that was used by Kaviyochel the Rabbeinu Shloim to go and inscribe and to write out the luchos kehid the kedushin minad rabbis asul vasir v'machtev, that those are also considered to be things that you use for writing. The nirin dvarayin says Rashi, I prefer my pshat the kriya loy korilei ksav. After all, we talk about all the time a kri ksiv. Kri means you read it one way, the ksiv you write it another way, and here you're blurring it by saying that the ksav, that's the kri itself, you know. Make up your mind. So therefore, says Rashi, I prefer the second shot, that when we say the word ksav, means that's how you write the oisiyos. V'machtev is the stylus that was used to write the oisiyos. So even though the luchos were only written years later, however, Kadosh Baruch already had everything set up, so to speak, already from that time, from Erev Shabbos of creation. And we continue on v'aluchos, and already the luchos were already created, in other words, the stones upon which the luchos were going to be written eventually, those were already created at that time. The kibush of Moshe, the cave that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be buried years later. Umarish omed by Moshe the Eliyahu. We have both by Moshe Rabbeinu that he stood in Ma'ara when Kadosh Baruch Hu passed, and he would say that you can't see my friend. And the time of Eliyahu and Avi also, with the mass of Har Karmel, he also stood there in the Ma'ara. And yes,
I don't think it's Chorev. Rashi says Chorev. It's not the Har Karmel.
You mean by Eliyahu?
Yeah.
Okay, my apologies.
In fact,
no, you're 100% right. It could not be Har Karmel because Moshe Rabbeinu was not standing in Har Karmel. So we're talking about the same Ma'ara. I appreciate you bringing this to my attention. Thank you very much. Moshe and Eliyahu both stood in the same Ma'ara, and that was created already at the time of Sheish Mekreshes. And Psichas Pi Ha'osayin, the opening of the mouth of the Chamor, that's Bilam's Chamor. And of course, even though Bilam's Chamor only spoke years and years later, because Kadosh Baruch already gave the potential. And it doesn't mean necessarily that Bilam's Osin was created then. Could be the Osin was created 10 generations later on. But it means that genetically, Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the Chamorim the ability that eventually that Osin would yarshin those genes to be able to go and open its mouth and speak to Bilam, as we find in the title. Upsichas pia oret. Kadosh Baruch Hu already created that somewhere in this world, where the eventual blias koyrach v'adosi took place, that was already created then. Levloyes rishon to be bolea koyrach v'adosi. So that was already created then. So then all the Kadosh Baruch Hu has to do is kind of push the button, and it opened up, and they all fell in. So those were 10 altogether. If you count them, Be'er is 1, Mon is 2, Keshis is 3, Ksav HaMachtev is 5, Luchis is 6, Kibush HaMoshe is 7, Ma'arish HaMavoy is 8, Psich HaPiraset is 9, Psich HaMa'aretz is 10, 10 altogether. Remechemi Oymi Shem Oviv, Afo Oyer Vaperet. Oh, Oyer was also created on Erev Shabbos and Peret as well as the mule. We'll talk about both of those later. But what do we see already? I already have the stira. Because we just said a moment ago, when was the Or originally created on?
Rosh
Shabbos. And here I see that it was created already on Erev Shabbos.
Obviously, Machlokes Tanoim. It's very easy.
Well, I wouldn't say it's Machlokes Tanoim. We say at the moment that it's a stira, it's a kasha. The Gemara's Teretz is not going to be that it's Machlokes Tanoim, but we'll see Mechim Sholi. Rabbi Yoshe Oim Mishamovid, Af Hu Ayil Vahashamir. The Ayil is referring to the Elish of Yitzchak in the times of Akedis Yitzchak. And Vahashamir that was used years later to go and create the Mizbeach and the stones for the Beis Migdash, etc. That worm-like or the reptile, whatever it is, that was created also already on Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af HaTzeves. Tzeves means the tongs.
Yeah.
Now why the tongs? Who are you? Omer Tzavsa B'Tzavsa Misabda. To go and create tongs. Tongs is the type of thing. Tongs are used to go and hold up and to grab onto something else. Now, to be able to go and create the tongs, you have to go and create that also in a furnace. So you have to be able to grab onto the tongs to be able to go and finish them inside the furnace. So how do you go and create to hold onto those tongs? With pre-existing tongs. But what happened to that very first tongs? What did you have to go and hold on to that? So Tzavsa Kamaisa Manova, who made that first tongs? Halai Muzdok Zain, the Beria Bidesha Moyami. That was created by a Kurdish Baruch Hu. And that was used to go and create the first man made tongs. Omalai, so he answered him back, Vezokta Ze, Efshiyasen Bitfus, Yikve and a Keva. Just like we had by Baisus. You can go and put it into a Tfus. You can go and take the first tongs, could have been created in a nice mold of sorts, and put that into the oven, and then you pick it out of the Tfus at the end. Yikve and a Keva, and this would make it go and be, Kevan means quickly. This would have created it in a quick manner. You don't need a Kodesh Baruch Hu for that. Halai, bury be the Adami. You see that even the Adam can be made. So therefore we had a machlokes whether Tzeves is to be added to the list of the 10 that was created as Eretz Yisrael on Erev Shabbos, whether that was from Bnei Shalom or whether the first tongs were man-made. But getting back to our sugya, we have a stira. Here it says that Or was created on Erev Shabbos. Here it says it was created on Matzah Shabbos. Make up your mind. It depends which Or we're talking about. Or did on the Or that we use on a regular basis that was created on Matzah Shabbos by Otzah Rishai. Or the Gehenna was created on Erev Shabbos. Unfortunately, that heat and that fire in Gehenna, this is created on Erev Shabbos. My father's Chen Vrucha was always makbid not to say Or, but Ur. Because Or really means light, while Ur means fire. Like you have an Ur Kasdim. The reason why it's called Ur Kasdim is because Nimrod threw Avram into the Kivshan in Ur Kasdim. So Ur really means fire. So when we say each time Or, it really should be Ur. So the Or, the fire Didon that we use on a regular basis, that was created on Erev Shabbos. The Ur the Gehenna, that fire in Gehenna, was created on Matzah Shabbos. Aha! Faith of Or the Gehenna, Erev Shabbos. Every, no, it's the other way.
I reversed it, I'm sorry.
My apologies. Start again. Lekashim, Ordi Donim, Ordi Ganim. Ordi Donim, Matzah Shabbos. That's Adam Rishon. Organim, Ordi Ganim is Erev Shabbos. Thank you very much. Ordi Ganim, Erev Shabbos, is that really true? Ordi Ganim was made on Erev Shabbos. Vatanya, Shiva Duam Nibru, Koidim Shinivra Oilim. There were seven things that were created before the creation of the earth. The Elohim, Toira, Utshuva, Vigan Eden, Vigyanim, Kisei HaKavod. All of these seven were created before the world was created. How do you know? At the very, very beginning of the Derech, even before the world was created. Even before Horim were created. The Lashon of Toshev and Shuva is the Lashon of Tshuva. This is B'terem Horim Yuladu, before Mount Everest was created, before the creation of the world. Although we understand Kedem usually means Kedem Mizracha to the east, Hedim Mar means Kadmoyni Shalom all the way to the beginning of the world. Gehenem Nechsev, Ki Orech Me Esmoil Tofte. Tofte is from Lashon Pitoy, where you're trying to go and seduce someone, incite someone, Chas Hashem, to go and do an Aveir. Who's doing the seduction over here? I didn't put it on Zoom until now. I forgot. Okay. Didn't record to the cloud, so the Zoom is going to miss the first 10 minutes.
Okay,
Mishkifat. We have it here on the WMA. Anyway, so the Tofte is referring to Pitoy, which means to seduce someone. Who is the one that's being mafata? Of course, it's the Yetzer Hara. And if a person, Nebuch, is seduced by the Yetzer Hara, Nebuch, he falls into Ganem. And if you remember, the Gemara already brought this pasuk back in the Masechtas Erevin, that there are seven are Gehenims altogether, seven names of Gehenim. Besides Gehenim, you have Shachas, and you have Tofta, and you have Sheol, etc., etc. So the point is that Tofta is another name of Gehenim, and that's what they were telling us. Gehenim was Oruch Mi'esmo, that's more from beginning. Assuming that the world was created on day one, Mi'esmo means already from before day one, from yesterday. Kisei covered the base of Egypt, so it's about both of them. Kisei covered Moroin, Mirishon already more Mirishon before the Rishon. So you have both the Kisei Kovet and the Beis Hamikdash in the same pasuk, saying that they're already before Rishon. The Mashiach was created before the Shemesh. Shemesh was created at the very beginning of creation. This is already Lefnei Shemesh. And one of the four names that the Gemara brings in Sanhedrin, that's the name of Mashiach. Is Yinoi. That's in fact the Yud of Mashiach, of the four names. Anyway, what do I see from all of this? I see that Gehenim was created before the world was created. And you just told me now that the Ur of Gehenim was created on Erev Shabbos. So this is before creation. This is Erev Shabbos. Chavach Hastira. Everyone is Kasir. Ami. Chalalohu de Nivra. Kaidish Nivra Oilam. The cavity of Gehenim. In other words, wherever Gehenim happens to be, that hall, that place was already created before the world. For already day, but the heat in Gehenim, where the hot spots in Gehenim, where the fire is, that's what the Erev Shabbos that was created only subsequently on Erev Shabbos. Is that really true that the Ur of Gehenim was created on Friday? Vatanya, Rabbi Yosi Oimer Ur Shabara Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Sheni B'Shabbos Ein Lo Kviya Li Oilam. The Ur that Kodesh Baruch Hu created on the second day of the 7 days or 6 days of creation, that's no Kviya Li Oilam. You cannot go and be Mechabi, can't extinguish it forever. Shenema.
Is it Ur now?
Ur. Fire. Shenem, it's in the Pasuk, the Yotzavaro, Behikri, Anoshim, Apoishim, Bi, Kitalatam, Oloi Thomas, for Oshim, Loi Sichba, Ishim, Loi Sichba, there, Esh will not be able to be Nichba, you can't extinguish it. Vyomra Beno, Bishmirei, Dereb, Ula, and they Maloi Nemar, Ki, Toy, Bisheni, Bishabbos. Why didn't it say Kitoy, like all the other days of the week? It says, Vyalakim, Kitoy, and you don't find the Vyom, Bisheni, and they should never buy Ur Shoginim, and that's why you have it twice on Tuesday, and that's why we always say about Tuesday, Yoim Shenichu B'Bayi Kitoy, but that's why it's considered to be a Mazal Dikadei. But anyway, so what does the Gemara say? The reason why B'Sheni B'Shabbos doesn't say Kitoy, B'Sheni B'Bayi Ur Shoginim, Ur Shoginim was created on that day, and obviously that's not such a good thing. V'Yom Reb Luza, Alpha Pishleinim B'Bayi Kitoy, even though it doesn't say Kitoy on Monday, Chaz V'Kol B'Rishishi, everything that happened on Monday is also included on the sixth day, Shenem V'Yalakim, as Kol Asher Ozvin Neitoim Ma'oi. So everything is included, even the Yom Sheni, even the Ur Shoginim is included in the Toy Ma'id. But now we have a problem. Didn't we say a moment ago that the Ur Shoginim was created on Friday, and now you're telling me Ur Shoginim was created on Monday, and that's the reason why it doesn't say Kitoiv, because it was created on Monday. So when was it created? So Timur, you're right. Ella Chalala Koinim Shinivu Oilam, like we said before, the actual cavity of the Gehenim, that was before the world was created. The Ur Didei B'Sheini B'Shabbos. The Ur was created on Monday. The Ur Didon, and our Ur is Machshava Ola Livrois, the Erev Shabbos, V'loi Nivra Ad Matzoi Shabbos. So the Gemara is now retreating from the previous Teretz, that the Stira we answered between Friday and Matzoi Shabbos, we said because one is the Ur Shel Gehinnom, and the other is Ur Didon. So the Gemara, no. Ur Shel Gehinnom, that was on Monday. That's closed issue. The difference between Friday and Matzah Shabbos is when it was Oilav Machshava or when it was implemented Lemaisa. So the Ur Didon, the Machshava of the Livrois, the Erev Shabbos. At the time of Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmash is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochel, thought about the idea of creating fire. However, Vaynevra and Matzah Shabbos.
Then how did Anam Rishon have chomped?
He had cold chomped. Designing. Two things the Kodesh Baruch Hu had already in mind, but he only implemented Matzah Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos, not the Kodesh Baruch Hu day of Adam Rishon, me'ein dugma shel mala, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the idea, so that he should now have something similar to the powers of creation, similar kaviyachal to the Rabbi Yishlalim. And what was that idea that Hashem put into Adam Rishon's head? Baby Shnei Avanim, he took two stones, the Tochlan Zu B'Zu, and he went and ground them one against the other. The Otzmi and Or, and then of course fire sparks came out, and he had fire. What was number two? We said there were two things that Olam Machshava, Feivishneip, Behemoth, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought to Behemoth and showed, or the Marisha minus Olam, Vehikav Zubazu, and he mated the two together. One was a horse and one was a donkey. They got some man parrot, and as a result, a parrot, a mule, was created from those two together. So what do we see? That's like the Mandiyama that said before, that in addition to the ten, he also had the Oyer and the Pered. Oh, this is consistent. They weren't mamish created on Erev Shabbos, but the idea was already placed in the world, the Machshava, and it was implemented on Matzah Shabbos. However, this is not unanimous, because Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, I mean, no Pered be made Anna Hoya. The first Pered, the first mule, was created by Anna. Who's Anna? Shem, it's in the Pasuk. Who Anna? Hashem Matzah Seyemim Bamidbar. That's number 10. Elish ben Tzivoyim v'ayov Ano, who Ano Hashem Motzah Siyim v'amidbar, bir oisei es hachamoyrim l'tzivoyim oviv. Aha, okay. Now what does that mean, that this is the Ano, Hashem Motzah Siyim v'amidbar? Dorishi chamuris say oimrim, probably says say Dorishi reshumais, whenever it says chamuris, reshumais. Okay, another gear, so Dorishi chamuris means darshining the psukim. They would say, Ano Pasul Hoya, he himself was a mamzer, as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment. He brought mamzerim onto the world. He was the first one that was markiv two animals and created the first mule, the first parrot. How do I know that he himself was a pasul? And it says in the pasuk, these are the bnei seir hachayri, loitan shoyval v'tzivoyin v'ana. Kum t'chayis, tzivoyin and ana were brothers. Both of them were sons of bnei seir hachayri, tzivoyin v'ana. Uksiv, but there's another pasuk, eile bnei tzivoyin v'aya v'ana, that these are the sons of tzivoyin. Ana is a son of Tzivoyin. Here we're saying that Ana was a brother of Tzivoyin, and here we're saying that Ana was a son of Tzivoyin. And Malamichi about Tzivoyin al Imai. Tzivoyin was a really nice guy, and Tzivoyin lived with his own mother, Nebuch, and Vahidim Mena Ana, and they had jointly together a son by the name of Ana. So therefore, if you look at it, Ana is both a brother of Tzivoyin, because they're both born from the same mother, but Ano is also the son of Tzivoyin, because Tzivoyin impregnated his own mother, and she gave birth to Ano from the Zera of Tzivoyin, so therefore Tzivoyin is both a brother, as well as the father of Ano. So as you can see, that Ano is created from this misunion, and therefore we have a mamzer. So therefore this Ano is the one that created the first mamzer. He was the one that matzah siyemim, but midbar, the yemim is referring to the pradim, is referring to the mules.
But are you allowed to mate a horse and a donkey?
You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. But the Mauritian didn't have the Torah yet. He was allowed to, because Baruch Hu showed him what to do. But when the Gemara is telling us about Ano,
he was a mamzer.
A mamzer, and he did. And he created new mamzerim. Right. Mamzerim in the animal kingdom. Okay. Maybe there were two Anas. In other words, who says that there was one Ano altogether? After all, today we had four. Ano Hashem Yishina, Ano Hashem Etrichna. How do you know that we're talking about the same Ano? In other words, how do you know that Ano was both a brother and a son? Maybe it's two Ano. After all, you have very often.
He was named after the uncle.
Exactly. You have very often uncles and nephews have the same name, named after the same Zelda, Zayda, Elta Zayda, or maybe uncle died and they named the nephew after the. Whatever. How do you know? Amarav Amina Milta the Shomer Malka Li. I'm going to say something that Shomer Malach didn't say. Now, who was Shomer Malka? Shomer Malka was a famous Malach, but the Gemara sometimes uses the term Shomer Malka to refer to great Amiroim. In this case, the Gemara says Umanu Shmuel. Shmuel was also called Shomer Malka because he was such a Malach in Torah. So says the Gemara, I'm going to go and say something that even Shmuel never said. Ikriyamu, there's another version that not that Rava said, but Amarav Papa. Amina Milta, I'm going to say something Shomer Malka Li Amar Umanu, and who I'm referring to, not to Shmuel, but I'm referring to Rava. That Amakra, who Ana? Why does it say in the pasuk who Ana? Says the Gemara, who Ana the Mekar? That's the same. That's the same who. That's the same Ana that we spoke about previously. That this Ana is both the son of Bnei Seir HaChayri, and therefore he's both a brother of Ana and also the father of Ana. And this is Zelba Ana in both Psukim, Zelba Ana. Tana Rabban, Asar Devarim Nivru Berav Shabbos Bnei Shmoshes Ve'Elohei. So we're now going to go through the list again. Be'er Uman Ve'Keshes Haksav. Psychos be your awesome, psychos be your orets, of Lay Sir Shoim. Period. And now we have another man diyomer. That makel that afterwards broke out and blossomed into shkedim nuts and brochem into beautiful blossoms and beautiful leaves, etc., which afterwards was put up in the Mishkan to go and show that Haran had been chosen. This was after the Masa Koyrach. So that makel was already created at that time on Erev Shabbos. Also the evil spirits and demons also at the same time. What is the bigger about the Marisha? So Rashi has two pshatim. Let's see the top Rashi. Says Rashi, being the Shulam Marisha, Shechakuka is boy kol min chayu behema. This must have been a very glorious, very, very beautiful beged, because embroidered into it, or pictures on it, were both al min chayis and behemas, the al hippopotamuses, the al lions, with the bears, with all this and all the behemas. Vunims are eventually who? Yash, and it was given to Nimrod. That's why it says in the Pesach, Kin Yi Omar, Kin Nimrod, Gibor, Sayyid of Hashem, the Esav Hargoy, Esav killed Nimrod, and Benotlay, and he stole it from Nimrod, stole it from the estate. Vafichach, he too is called an Ish Sayyid. Behein, Shekosim Behen, Hachamudos, Asher Ita Baboyis. This was what Rivka said to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, thank you, to Yaakov, that I'm giving you from these, one of the big, the Hachamudos, Asher Ita Baboyis. What are these chamudas that they belong to Esav? Why didn't Esav leave them with his wives? Because he didn't trust his wives. He only trusted his mother and gave it to Mati. Vani Shemati. That's pshat number one. And I heard because of Shulam Rishon, Hainu Kosas Or, Shoyuloi, that it says in the Pasuk Kosas Or by Yalbishan. Anyway, Zemachloik is exactly which big you were talking about. But once again, the beggar was created on Erev Shabbos during the Sheishas Yimei Breishas. Tanarban. Shivadwar Machusim Neodam, Elohim. There are seven things which are covered, concealed from a person, and that a person doesn't know when those days or those happenings are going to happen. Such as Yemim Misa, nobody knows when Chas Shalom the day will come that he's never going to pass away. The Yemim Nechama. Now, what's Yemim Nechama? Rashi says a person has a terrible daiga, he has a terrible headache, not a headache, he has a terrible worry, twice a business worry, or some other type of worry, and he's waiting till that worry will finally dissipate, and when will it go away? When is this going to be resolved? So that Yom HaNecham, the first of the narrow lines of Rashi, Yom HaNecham, shall call Odom, Masa Yisnachem, Mi Da'agos, he has a daiga, being in Ashidach, he has a daiga, being in Panos, he has a daiga, being in this, or that, whatever. When is that going to be resolved? I don't know. So that's one of the things which are mechus b'nei adam. As well as oimek hadin. What means oimek hadin? Two pshatim in Rashi. One pshat is oimek hadin means on this world. Horoif toyim boy. Oimek hadin means dinim in chosh and mishpat. In business matters, what is the din here? What is the din there? Most people are not familiar. So oimek hadin, to really get to the bottom of it, what's the halacha? Or inami oimek hadin ha'asid. Ba'asid labai after 120, what will be the oimek hadin then? That's all mechusa. We have no idea what our lot is in store for us after 120. You also can't read the other person's thoughts. Okay. Adam doesn't say chava. Okay, then Adam yedema man mistake. A person doesn't know where his panos is going to come from. He thinks panos is going to come from X, Y, and Z, and it turns out he put in all the efforts X, Y, Z. It all turned out for naught. But A, B, and C, Baruch Hashem, you see that? Oh, Malchus Beis David, Masay Tachzer. When the Malchus Beis David going to be reinstated? It's Mechusa, we don't know. Oh, Malchus Chayevis, Masay Tichla. When will the evil government, in particular the Malchus Roimi, when is that finally going to be destroyed and go away forever now? Those things still remain to be seen. Tanurban,
Gimel refers to Rome.
Malchus Chayev is referring to Rome. Here, look in Rashi. Malchus Chayev is Roimi. She calls him Gvul Risha Varisha Hainu Chayev. They're bad guys. It doesn't have to necessarily mean today the Italian government. It could be referring to Vatican. It could be referring to Esav, like the whole European Union, full of these Amaleks and Esavs that hate us.
And they're started by the Treaty of Rome, actually.
Yeah, exactly. They're really nice guys. Anyway, Tanurban, Gimel Devarim Olu Machshav Libaris Vimloi Olu Dinu Shiyal. The three things that the Kodesh Baruch Hu had b'machshava and created, and if it wouldn't be for the fact that Hashem created, it should have been created anyway. What does that mean? Al Meis Shiyasriach, Al Meis Shiyistakem, Al Leiv, Al Tvuah Shetirokif. And Yeshomer Lembeya Shiyetze. Now, what are these three things? Shiyalu Alameis, the Shiyalu. Alameis Shiyasriach, the Chas Yeshomer Meis passes away, that unfortunately shortly thereafter there's already Nebuch a stench. Why is this so important? What the Gemara is saying is that Imloi Olu Dinhu Shiyalu explains Rashi. Because if not, if a mace would not have stench, guess what a person would do? A person wouldn't go and bury the mace. He would leave the mace in his house, and is in his living room, and is in his bedroom. And guess what happens? And then Nebuch, every time he would go and see that close relative or close friend that's lying there, he would constantly have pain and anguish. Oh, you look at Yankel and Nebuch. Oh, Yankel, Yankel. And the person would never be able to get rid of his pain in this world.
What's the abbreviation?
Sheimloikain.
Thank you.
If it wasn't for that, the relatives would go and
conceal
the body. And then they would constantly take a look. They would open up the closet. Oh, Yankel is still there. He's already there 25 years. Nebuch. He passed away. Okay, continue on. That person should eventually, the memories should eventually fade, because if a person would remember every single day, oh, Nebuch, the person that passed away, he'd have so much grief and anguish he just couldn't exist. While the tvuah should tirok it, the tvuah should get rotten. Now why should it get rotten? Says Rashi, Shem loikin o yubalabatim me'atrin o yisah u'meivin ro'ovin le'oilam. If all the crops and all the fruits and all the vegetables would remain good forever, so then the Ashirim would go and buy up the whole market, they would go and store it, and then there would be a shortage in the world for the rest of the people. That's why people only buy in small amounts, not huge amounts, because otherwise it's just going to rot. So that was also something that had to happen. The Yeshayim in the final pshat is Ala Matbeya
Sheyetze.
Very true. Matbeya Okay. So now Rashi is silent. However, there is a lamed here on the side. The lamed really should appear. In fact, there is a lamed here right before Mishnah. You see, it says Al Tvush Yerokev. At the end of that, Rashi is a lamed. That lamed takes you to the Maseres Hashas. Swar Machelam Meribay Shiyetze Tim Loikin Bameh Hoyu Aniyim Misparnesim She'in Lehem Avoides Sod Vekerem. Ah, so the reason why it's so important that there is money around is because what about the Aniyim? The Ashirim, remember we're talking in times of Chazal, everything was an agricultural-based society. So everybody had a piece of land, and some had a bigger piece of land, some had a smaller piece of land, but everybody had land to one extent or another, and they were able to go and grow crops and have food for their families. Some had more, some had less, but that happens. What about an Oni that unfortunately has no land, they're garnished? So then he's going to come around in shul, and he's going to go and ask for nedavos. Okay, I'll give you 1 inch of my property. I'll give you 2 inches of his property. I mean, you can't live on something like that. But if there's money, oh, so then you're going to give the person money, and that way he will have parnasa. So that would be the parnasa for the anin. There are other pshatim also in the Marshav and the Yoda, which are cited in the article Ayin Chum. But that's the Amud Beis Yotz according to
Rashi. Pay for money or whatever points.
Okay, so the Ben Yoyoda says Takav Shat, like you're saying, that if, as we know, the coins today, of course, are all made out of copper, aluminum, whatever, iron, all a mixture of stuff. Years ago, they used to be made out of gold or out of silver. Now, typically, the coin was worth X, and the minting on the coin or the coinage on the coin indicated that it was worth more than the actual metal in the coin. So if the metal in the coin was only worth 50 cents, nevertheless, you stamped it as if it was worth a dollar. So that's the Yeshem Alam Beish Yotza, and especially if you're talking about paper money. The paper money has no inherent value whatsoever. It's just paper. However, that's also a bracha that Hashem put in Machshava Livrois, Vimli'olu, Dinu Shialu, that people don't have to go and schlep around millions of dollars worth in heavy coins of gold and silver, but that you have currency where it says on it that this piece of paper is $10,000, even though inherently it's only a piece of paper, it's worthless. But that's one of the things that was necessary for mankind, or today they would say womankind, or humankind, or whatever. Okay, on to the mission.
It seems like the common theme here is that Hashem always created a true fellow of Ne'amaka.
Good. As well as Hashem created all the mechanics to have an orderly world and people should be able to survive and exist in a normal type of society. Shkoyach. Zok the Mishnah. Since we started off, the Mishnah is in these last few Mishnahs, as well as the beginning of a Perek, the Mokim Shenuhagu, right, where they're knowing to go and work at Pesach before Chatzos, not before Chatzos. And then we got distracted, we talked about the Mekoymois, the Gabei on Yom Kippur, where they before Yom Kippur, they weren't Yonadik because of the Inyan of Inuy Fatashmish. Good, so now we're on to another Mokish Nuagu Lasis Molocha Betishabov Oisin. Mokish Nuagu Shalom Las Molocha, Ein Oisin. Oh, now we're talking about Tishabov. In some Makoimis, that was the rule, the minig was, don't do malacha. Other places were not makbin, they did malacha. It's two minhag. But everywhere you go, Tamid Chum v'Teilim, Tamid Chum, they should refrain from doing malacha, even in a place where it's a mokim shenoagu, las is malacha, they should not do malacha. That when it comes to Tisha B'Av, everybody has the right to go and say, I'm a Talmud Chacham for today. It says Rashi, it doesn't look like Mechsi Kiyoira. It doesn't look like the person is being
a Balgaiva,
arrogant, bombastic, pompous. No. Everybody has that right on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, to act like he is a Talmud Chacham and not to go and do work. And Rashi says, Imrat Livato Rishoy. Even though he's not a Talmud Chacham, he's allowed to, in the Mokim Shenogu, Las is Malacha, don't feel, oh, the minig of Mokim over here is to do Malacha, I must go to work today. No. You can take the day off, even if you're not a Talmud Chacham, no problem. Elsewhere, the Gemara brings the same thing, that on Tisha B'Av, anybody that works on Tisha B'Av, ain't a Roya Sinu Bracha. So the Gemara, Mishmuel, in Tanasiba B'Bavel, El Tisha B'Av Bilvod. The only Tanasiba that we find in Bavel is Tisha B'Av. What does that mean? That means he didn't have a Surah B'Tavis, he didn't have Shivus B'Tamis. No, that's not what we're referring to. Rashi said we're talking about those Tanasim that the Tzibur was goyzer because of all types of disasters and calamities. In particular in Eretz Yisrael, if you look at Masechtas Tainis, one of the ongoing themes of these Tainis Tzibur was unfortunately because of the shortage of rain. And even nowadays, every once in a while you hear in the newspapers in Eretz Yisrael that there hasn't been rain in a long time, and that the Kinneret is down.
Very low, right?
Exactly. And now it's high, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, okay, but from time to time you hear about Nebuchadnezzar, sorry, it is a drought, it hasn't rained in a long time, etc. So in the good old days they used to go and make a special Tainis Tzibur. In Bavel, however, says Shmuel, we do not need those types of Tanesim al Hagishamim, because Bavel, by definition, is a very, very wet land. The reason why it's so wet, because Bavel is in the valley, and therefore all the accumulation of snow and ice and rain, etc., goes from the tops of the mountaintops, and they slide down like in waterfalls to the valley, and so therefore it's always moist.
Also like Mitzrayim has the Nile, they have the Tigris and the Euphrates.
Very good. Beautiful. So bottom line is, they don't need to have any Tanasiba for Shem. But they do have Tainesim Tziburim on other causes, says Rashi. Al Dover Acher. Rashi doesn't go into the Dover Acher, but if you look at Mesechtas Tanis, it says, for instance, if there happens to be a plague of locusts that are attacking the crops and destroying all the crops, or Chas V'Shalom, any other type of things. Presumably in the times of Chazal, they would have made a tiny Tzibur because of the pandemic. Their advice. Anyway, says Shmuel, the Hilchois Tanis Tzibur, we have the Chumrois of the Tanis Tzibur, we don't find in Bavel except by Tisha B'Av. Now, what are those Chumrois? So the Gemara in particular at this point is focusing on when the Zman of Isur Achila begins. As we know, besides Yom Kippur and besides Tisha B'Av, all the other Tanesim, the Tanis only begins in the morning. And that's why you can eat sometimes until 6:05 or 5:32 or 4:01 or whenever the clock is throughout the year, whatever the Zman is. However, of course, Tisha B'Av, it's a 24-25 hour fast that we have to start from the day before. You can only eat from Erev Tisha B'Av, you can't eat the night of Tisha B'Av, you can't eat in the morning, the whole 24 hours. So that's what Shmuel means. Ain't Tanasim B'Av, the only time we have this Hakpada on not eating for 24-25 hours, as well as other Chumris, which Rashi really doesn't go into, except for Malacha, Ayin Sham, it's only Tisha B'Av, that's the only one that we have this 24-25 hour time. So it's more of a member of the Sabbath Shmuel, Tisha B'Av Bein HaShmosh HaShaloi is awesome. It sounds like that Shmuel is saying that Tisha B'Av, not only can you not eat for the 24 hours, but you can eat for 24 and a half or 25 hours, that even the Bein HaShmosh is awesome. Now why would I say that that's what Shmuel holds? Because we assume at this point that at Tanis Tzibur you're not allowed to eat from Bein HaShmosh. And since we're saying that Tisha B'Av is the only Tanis Tzibur in Bavel that has the Chumrois of the Tanis Tzibur, so we're assuming that Tainis Tzibur has the chumra, don't eat ben hashmoshes. Ben hashmoshes means, of course, the eve right before the beginning of the fast, when you're not sure yet whether it's already fast day or whether it's still Erev Tisha B'Av, you got to be machmir. So the Gemara is assuming that Shar Taneisim Tziburim, the halacha is that you have to start from Ben Hashmoshes, not after Ben Hashmoshes, from the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes, and therefore Tisha B'Av is the same thing. Fright Gemara, Rav Mishmul, Tisha B'Av Ben Hashmoshes Shaloi is Mutter. So that L'Choyer would be a Stira Shmuel on Shmuel. Here Shmuel is saying is Tisha B'Av is the only remaining Tana Tzibur in Bavel, where the Halacha is L'Choyer, don't eat Ben Hashmoshes. And here Shmuel says, no, Tisha B'Av, you're not eat Ben Hashmoshes. V'chitayim v'kosa v'shmuel, kol Tana Tzibur, Ben Hashmoshes Shaloi Mutter. Ah, maybe the premise of our Kash is faulty. Tana Tisha B'Av is Taka, the classic and the only remaining Tana Tzibur Bavel, but maybe you can taka eat the Tana Tzibur Bavel Bein Hashmoshes, every Tana Tzibur and every Tisha B'Av you can eat Bein Hashmoshes. But that's not true. You can only eat and drink when it's still daylight on Erev Tainis and Erev Tisha B'Av. So what does it mean, Meboy Join? Doesn't mean Meboy Join. And as soon as it cuts to that twilight period, stop, don't eat anymore. Oh, so you see, by time is Tzibur, Ben Hashmoshes is Hasser. When it says over here, Oichel Meshoyis Meboy Join, it comes to exclude when it's already Vaday Laila, meaning Meboy Join, as long as it's really day. Or even if it's Savik day, it looks at that daylight, you still see some daylight, you can still eat, and therefore maybe it's Mudim Mechashecha. So you don't have a clear cut raya what the status is of the Benish Moshes. I'm sorry, not of the Benish Moshes. You don't have a clear cut raya the Gabi Tainis Tzibur, whether Tainis Tzibur, whether the Benish Moshes Shaloi is Mutter, or whether it's Asr, because even though it says that you have to stop eating Mubay Joram, that Mubay Joram might mean at the end of Benish Moshes, not before Benish Moshes begins. But one thing we do know, that Shmuel says very clearly that Tisha B'Av is Ain Tanis Tzibur Bavel, Ela Tisha B'Av Bavad, and therefore Tisha B'Av is like Tanis Tzibur. And Shmuel also said that Tisha B'Av Ben Hashmoshes Shaloi is Mutter. Tisha B'Av Ben Hashmoshes is Mutter. As we look Shmuel. Then Messiah, let's bring a raya. Ain Ben Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, Malish Zesveke Yosef, Zesveke Mutter. Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are both just as Chomor. The only difference is the suffix by Yom Kippur is Aser, the suffix by Tisha B'Av is Mutter. Now what suffix can we be talking about by Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur? Mais Veke Mutter, Lav Ben Hashmoshes. That's the suffix. Is it already Tisha B'Av? Is it already Yom Kippur? I don't know. I'm not sure. It's Ben Hashmoshes. It's twilight. Oh, see, Yom Kippur you have to Sveikai Aser, and Tisha B'Av Sveikai Mutter. Oh, so that would be a good raya to Shmuel, that Shmuel holds that when it comes to Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av Ben Hashmoshes Shaloi is Mutter. Name Messiah. But Shmuelai, Mishkarai. Kid Omer of Shishvari Ravidi, the Kliya di Yarcha. Chanam le Kliya di Yarcha. When it says that there's a difference between Gabi Sofik, it means if I'm not sure whether today is Yom Kippur or whether today is Tisha B'Av. Why don't I know whether it's Yom Kippur, whether it's Tisha B'Av? Because the Edom have not come and the Shluchim have not come, and I don't see the fires on top of the mountains, so I don't know when Rosh Chodesh won. When was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Was it a day earlier or a day later? When's Yom Kippur? I don't know. When is Tisha B'Av? When was Rosh Chodesh Av? I don't know. So the Gabe Tisha B'Av, you only have to fast one day. But the Gabe Yom Kippur, if you taka, don't know, says Rashi, you'd have to go and fast 2 days, just like they did in many people in Shanghai, fasted father. 2 days. Why? Because the Chasavik, when it's Rosh Chodesh, I don't know when it's Yom Kippur. That's how.
3 days without any interruption?
They had a less than a cheekful of water at the end, and the second day they drank tefillin without a bracha.
Not everybody, but many Jews in Shanghai, because they were machmen on both days, they ate on the second day each time pochus mikishir. Which means the normal shear is a koisvis or a revius, so they would make sure every 10 minutes, every 15 minutes, whatever, they go and eat a small little shear.
But it wasn't hard. There wasn't a lot of food in Shanghai in those years, so it was not a...
Try to fast 2 days in a row and tell me what you're saying.
But in Shanghai, don't worry, there was not a lot of food available, so eating less than a...
It wasn't such an imposition.
It wasn't such an imposition.
Okay. Anyway, that, so Rashi learns Tosis is not happy with that pshat, because Tosis says we never find that they had to go and make 2 days Yom Kippur because of Kviyat Yarcha, but rather the shaila over here is a person who, for instance, is walking in the midbar and he doesn't know what's going on. In other words, he went to the midbar, he lost all calendars, he's been in the midbar for the last 30 days, he's lost sight of all days, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's weekday, whether it's Yom Kippur, whether it's Yom Kippur, etc. Oh, but he has some idea, epis. Okay, so by Yom Kippur you have to fast 2 days, but according to the din of Tisha B'Av, you only have to go and fast 1 day. So we're not talking about a Kvi Diarch in terms of Rish Chodesh Benchin when the Edom came Kadesh Chodesh. We're talking about a person that got lost in the middle. Shai. Anyway, we thought we had a good Raya Le Messiah Le, that only by Yom Kippur you're Machmer on the Suffolk. We thought the Suffolk has been a Shmoshes, and by Tisha B'Av we're Mekel on Suffolk. We thought it's been a Shmoshes. A Raya to Shmuel. So the morning we're not talking about Ben Shmoshes, we're talking about Kvi Diarch. Okay, we're done with Shmuel, and we're soon going to come to Rabbi Yochanan. Dorish Rava, Ubrois Menikois Mesanis Mashlimis Boykidash Mesanis Mashlimis Piyoy Makipur. Tisha B'Av is so chomor that even a woman who's Uberes, it means that she happens to be pregnant, or Menika if she happens to be a nursing woman, where normally by all the other Tanesim were Mekel, when it comes to Tisha B'Av we're Machmir as if it's Yom Kippur. Or Ben Hashmoshes Shaloi is Asur. The Ben Hashmoshes is Asur on Tisha B'Av, just like on Yom Kippur. Chayin Omer Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan agreed to what Rava said. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan was many years before, but they said at the times of Rava that this Rabbi Yochanan already said years ago that the Ben Hashmoshes of Tisha B'Av is Asur. So therefore, we see that Rabbi Yochanan is arguing with Shmuel, because Shmuel on top said that the Ben Hashmoshes of Tisha B'Av is Mutter, and he held the Ben Hashmoshes is Asur. Frank Timar Miyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachim Miyam Rabbi Yochanan Tisha B'Av Einoi Kitanis Tzibur. Tisha B'Av doesn't have the dinim of Tanis Tzibur. So what does he mean? My love, the Ben Hashmoshes. Isn't he referring to Ben Hashmoshes? That what? The Tanis Tzibur does have an Isur of Ben Hashmoshes, and Tisha B'Av is a little lighter that it doesn't have the Isur of eating Ben Hashmoshes. And if that's the case, I have now a Stira Rabbi Yochanan. Here Rabbi Yochanan said Ben Hashmoshes Shaloi is Asur, and here Rabbi Yochanan says Tisha B'Av is a little bit lighter than the other Tanis and Tziburim, where there you have include Ben Hashmoshes and Tisha B'Av, you don't include Ben Hashmoshes.
Other
Tanis and Tziburim.
The other Tanis and Ben Hashmoshes?
Yeah. There were Machman and Ben Hashmoshes by a Tanis Tzibur. Again, we're not referring to
Tanis Tzibur. Gozer Rabbanan.
Like the Geshomim or Loki.
Thank you. That's my question.
Zokim or Loi. That's not the distinction that we're referring to. And Rabbi Yochanan said Tisha B'Av ain't like a Tanis Tzibur. It's not as Chomer like a Tanis Tzibur. Lemalacha. That on a Tanis Tzibur, like for Geshomim, there was an Issur Malacha. Everybody got to stay home or go to Bes Medrash, go and learn or go and say Tillim, but do not go to work on the Tanis Tzibur, again referring to the Geshomim or the locusts or those other types of things, epidemics, whatever. However, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, that's already, it depends on the Minhag HaMakom. Some Mekoymis they were makbid not to work, but like our Mishnah said, some Mekoymis they did work on Tisha B'Av. If that's all Rabbi Yochanan is coming to tell us, that Tisha B'Av is different than the Tanis Tzibur that is also Malacha that I know from Masechtas Tanis. So you're telling me that his Chiddush is that Tisha B'Av doesn't have that Chumrah because of many Mekoymis that were noyig to do Malacha. No, Tanina, that's our Mishnah. Makshinogel, that's Malacha with Tisha B'Av, that's Aynoisim. At the end of our Mishnah that says everybody should make themselves Ketamat Chacham, Le'omer Ela Dechiyosif, Le'ovid, Le'mechzik Yahara. Even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that if you want to be noheg like a Talmud Chacham and don't do work on Tisha B'Av, that's a very praiseworthy thing, and nobody will look upon you as being a pompous individual, a Baal Gaiva. Even he didn't answer. So, Ibazoi, what's the chiddush then in Rabbi Yochanan in saying that Tisha B'Av is lighter than the other Tanesim Tziburim? Because just like we are noyig on Yom Kippur to add a special tefillah to the Neila, in the times of Chazal when they had a tiny Tzibur because of Chas HaSholem there was a drought, a famine, a this or that, the other thing, then they add an extra tefillah as Neila, which we did not add on Tisha B'Av. Even today we don't say Neila on Tisha B'Av. But the same Rabbi Yochanan said, Ulevai Shishpal Adam Avayla Chala Yom Kulei. A person can go and daven again, it's a dog, he can keep on davening and davening and davening. It's meritorious and praiseworthy. So what are you telling me that Rabbi Yochanan said that Tisha B'Av is less than a Tanis Tzibur? Tanis Tzibur, you say Tfilas Ne'ilah. Say as many Tfilas as you want on Tisha B'Av. And if a person wants to go and daven against the Torah on Tisha B'Av, there are plenty of kinnis that you can look and listen to drushes and go into the old interpretations. But when it comes to a time to see what the choiva was to say tefillas ne'ila like we have on Yom Kippur, but that was not a choiva on Tisha B'Av. In that sense, that's what the Rebbe Yochanan meant, that it was a little bit light. V'ibo yisayim my edik tam. See, well, the SMV arbo, the Gabi sing 24 brachas. Mitchum, we learned in Mesechus Tanis, we'll see that in addition to the regular 18 brachas from Nesri, today we have 19, originally had 18, they also added 6 more brachas. Just like we add the tefillas aneinu, they used to go and add 6 more brachas in the Shaman Esra on a tiny tzibur, but not on Tisha B'Av. That's what he meant. It's not like the severity of the other tanis. Rav Papa Amar Ma'ina Kitan Tzibur Einoi Kirishoinois Elak Achroinois the Asura. What does he want to mean? Because Mitzvah we learn in Sechus Tanis, we'll see that, for instance, if there was Atziras Kisham, if there was a drought, they used to have 3 sets of Tanesim. The first set was a Bahab type of thing, Monday, Thursday, Monday. And then if that resolved the situation, Baruch Hashem, it started raining, and then they stopped. And then if that didn't, then they continued with another set, they continued more Tanesim. And if those didn't resolve it, then they continued even more Tanesim, and it was quite bitter. And the Gemara there in Masechus Tana says that as they kept on adding more Tanesim, they kept on adding more Chumris in each one of these Tanaisim. Aha. So therefore, when Rabbi Yochanan said before, Tisha B'Av is not like Tanis Tzibur, he meant to say that it's not, until now we've been saying that it's not as chomor as the other Tanaisim Tziburim. For instance, we don't do Malacha on the Tanis Tzibur, but we're allowed to do Malacha in many places on Tisha B'Av. We don't say Tvilas Ne'ilah like the Tanis Tzibur. We don't go and say Esavar Bo'ab Brochis and Shemun Esrei like the Tanis Tzibur. Here they want to say, no, just the other way around. That it's not like the Tzibur of the Rishoinois of the light ones, or it means the first set of the Tanaisim that they had in Bichas Hashem if there was a drought or the like. Elo Faker was Kachroinus, that it was Takachom more like the Achroinus, like the later ones. In which respect was a Chomor like the later ones? And the earlier ones, it wasn't an issue of Bein HaShemashes, because the earlier ones, it was only a day Tanis, so it wasn't even the night before. However, it kept on getting more Chomor and more Chomor, and by the time you got to the third set, then in fact Bein HaShemashes was also by all the Tanis and Tzipurim, says Rabbi Yochanan. That's what I hold the Gabe Tisha B'Av as well. The Tisha B'Av, the Bein HaShemashes is also. It said in the Gemara that he said that Tisha B'Av is not like the Tanis Tzibur, not like the initial Tanis Tzibur, where there was no Bein HaShemashes Chumrah, but like the ending Tanis Tanisim Tziburim, the final ones were there, they did have the Isra Bein HaShemashes. Here too, Tisha B'Av also had the same Chumrah. Okay, so bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan holds Bein HaShemashes of Tisha B'Av is also. Break them on Meisvei. Ain't Bein Tisha B'Av Yomei Kippurim, Elish Vezeh Sveike Osu, Zeh Sveike Mutter. The same brice that we bought before as a raya to Shmuel, we're now asking as a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. What's the kasha? What's the difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur? By Yom Kippur, the Sufik is Osur. Tisha B'Av, the Sufik is Mutter. Now, what Sufik can there be? My Sveike Mutter, La Bein HaShemashes Shulai. Don't we mean to say that Bein HaShemashes by Yom Kippur, you have to start fasting earlier to make sure, Chas V'Shalom, you're not going to fast until you're not going to eat until Yom Kippur. So if you add the Bein HaShemashes. But Tisha B'Av is lighter, and therefore you can eat Bein HaShemashes. So don't I have a raya against Rabbi Yochanan? The same raya that we brought to Shmuel. Isn't this a raya against Rabbi Yochanan? The Bein HaShemashes of Tisha B'Av is Mutter. Amr Shish Rei Ravina, no, same terrace we gave before, like Mikviya the Archa. Again, the same Achleik as Rashi and Toises, that according to Rashi, the Sufik of Yom Kippur is that if you don't know when Rosh Chodesh was, you have to fast 2 days, Yom Kippur, and the same additional addendum that we had from Barry that in Shanghai, that his father and many others from the Miri Yeshiva fasted for 2 days, and the same addendum on the second day, they ate Pachas Mikashir, and the same addendum that it wasn't such an imposition because it didn't do much with that telegram. Yeah, all of those famous historical facts, etc. But getting back to our Gemara, that was the Gabi Yom Kippur. But the Gabi Tisha B'Av, they did not fast 2 days. Tisha B'Av, they did not fast 2 days. That's according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, again, it's talking about a person who is wandering in the Midbar. He knows more or less when Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av is. In Yom Kippur, he has to fast 2 days, but Tisha B'Av, he only has to fast 1 day. So the moral of the story is, don't wander in a Midbar without a calendar to be able to determine, especially before Tisha B'Av and especially before Yom Kippur. Good. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara, Yivdiyacha. So Gemara halachol dvarim zevid veshavim. What you're telling me, therefore, is that other than the Spanish menashmoshes, you're telling me that ain bein Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim, that otherwise Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim are, if you will, mirror images of each other, zevid veshavim, exactly the same. Oh, beside the Reblosa, that's a good writer, Reblosa, the Yomer Reblosa. Also, the Adam she yoyshe etzboi b'mayim, but Tisha B'Av can derech also hoyshe etzboi b'Yom Kippurim. As we know, when it comes to Yom Kippur, one of the inuyim is not to do rechitza, and rechitza doesn't mean don't take a shower or a bath, but you're not even supposed to put your pinky, not a wash of face, and even your pinky, you're not supposed to put into water, unless, of course, you're washing the tilsi dying because you went to the bathroom where you got a maluchlich, it got dirty, but otherwise, you have no right to go and even touch water on Yom Kippur. So the same thing applies in Tisha B'Av. Is it a right to the Belozer? Taka from Rabbi Yochanan, or not from Yochanan, from his Braisa, that ain't made Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim, that otherwise they are identical twins, and therefore don't even put your finger into the water. Fine, even on Tisha B'Av. Bring to my maysve. I have a kasha from another brisa. Ain't been tishabo this tiny sibur. Elish is there also basias malacha. Was there mutabasias malacha? Bimokim shenohagu. That what's the difference between tishabo and shiny, the other tiny sibers? That all the other tiny sibers also basias malacha. And now they do malacha on that tiny sibur. We're not referring to Thomas Esther or Shavuos Batamis or Asar Batavis. We're referring to the special Thomas Tzibah that they would legislate because of the scarcity of rain, because there was no rain. Anyway, so that type of Thomas Tzibah, awesome Masiyas Malacha. However, on Tisha B'Av, it's Mutta Masiyas Malacha. Where? But Mokka Shinago, like we had in Amisha. Those places that were annoying to go and do Malacha, you're allowed to do Malacha. Ha'alachol Devreim, otherwise, for everything else, they are mere images of each other. Azoi. We learned in the price way Tana Sibur, Kisha Omru Osa Berachitza, when it says that you're not allowed to do Rechitza on a Tana Sibur, Loi Omru Elekol Gufoi, you're not allowed to take a shower or a bath. Avonavid of Ragav Loi, that is Mutter. Oh, and we just said now, Ein Bein Tisha B'Av the Tana Sibur, except for Asiyas Malacha. Kum Tchoyis for everything else, they are the same. If they're the same, that means that just like Tana Sibur, you're allowed to wash your hands and your face, then you'll be able to do it. Is the Chasira? So make up your mind. What is the din of Tisha B'Av? Is it like a tiny sibur that you can do panaviyad baragla, or is it like Yom Kippur that you cannot even put your pinky into the water? Right? Good to kash. Amra Papa Tana Kuli Kuli Tani. The Brice is not telling us the chumras; it's telling us the kulais. What it means the kulais? It's telling us that ein bein Tisha B'Av the tiny sibur the gabi the kula. That on Tisha B'Av, guess what? Even though Tana Sibur, you're not allowed to do malacha. However, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, you are allowed to do malacha. So therefore, it's focusing on the kula. Now, when the Gemara says zev zeh shaman, we don't mean that the zev zeh shaman in all respects. We only mean respects into the kulais. But the gabi chumrois, Tisha B'Av can be more chumr than the Tana Sibur, and in fact, it is. In which respect, that the Tana Sibur, you're not allowed to go and wash your body, but you're allowed to wash pun of Yerav Raglav. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, even your pinky you're not allowed to go and put in, because the price is only addressing the kulis, not the chumis. We're going to learn just one more shikli Mara Boisei until the Mishnah. It's very, very simple. This way we will conclude the learning on the Mishnah. And at the end of the Mishnah it said, U'b'chol Mokoyim, a Talmud Chochem can be bottled, even though it's Mokoyim is where they did do work on Tisha B'Av. The Talmud Chochem has the authority to go and refrain from doing work. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, not only the Talmud Chochem, every Amoritz, if he wanted to, he can go and say, I'm going to be a Talmud Chacham for today. I'm not going to do work.
You can't learn Kuvlet, you can't learn on Tisha B'Av.
Okay.
It's very ironic. I'll be a Talmud Chacham today, then you can't learn.
Okay, that's easy to be a Talmud Chacham
exactly,
for today.
Exactly.
So what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said Rashi? That it's not Mechzik Yahar. It doesn't look like the person is being arrogant and pompous and saying, I'm a Talmud Chacham for today. No problem. You can abstain from doing malach. So to the member, the Pshim Gamliel said, "Well, the Chashin liyara." Oh, so we see from that Rashi and the Pshat of the Mishnah is that we're not worried that people will think that you happen to be pompous. But Rabbanan Savri Chashin liyara. Apparently, the Rabbanan that disagree and they say the Talmud Chachamim can be bottled. Mashma, but the Amaratim should all go to work in those mekoymes where the minig is to work. Rabbanan Savri Chashin liyara. But if Chashamin lo, we heard just the opposite. Legabi a chosin that's getting married that night. That non chosin yitzli krishma laila rishon. If he wants to, although he is potter from laining krishma because his mind is busy and therefore oisik v'mitzvah potter min a mitzvah, he's thinking about doing the mitzvah of living with his wife, and so therefore he's not able to really be mechaben in krishma. But if he wants to, koyre. Reb Shimon Gamliel loy Not everybody can do that, because if you have a person who is not on that madrig and say, well, I can link Krishna with wool ala kabonis, I'm not worried, not concerned, that looks in Mechsikihara. So we see over here it's just the opposite. That
she was Gamliel again also.
Exactly. The Tanakama, which is a Rabbanan, similar to Rabbanan of our Mishnah, say that I'm not worried about Yoihara. Yes, if you want to link Krishna, Gesundheit, the people talk, don't worry about the people talking. Abshimon says, no, if he's not on that madrig, he shouldn't, don't do it. So he is, we are worried about Yahara. It's just the opposite of us. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Chalaf Shit, and Echanam, you have to switch it around. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't even tell us which one you should switch around. Whether our Mishnah, the Mishnah Masechtas Brachos, whichever one, you got to switch it around so that the two Rabshim Gamliel, the two Rabbanan should be consistent. Rav Shish Rei Rabbi Yomaloi Tev, you don't have to switch it around. The Rabbanan Leikash, why not Kasha? Hoch, in our case, Kim Nekuli Alma Avdi Malacha. Everybody's going to work. The Iulay Oven, and he doesn't go to work, he sits on his hands. That's again. Who are you not to go to work? So it looks like he's being pompous and arrogant. Abu Hassan, in the case of Hassan, Kim Nekuli Alma Kari, the Iu Nami Kari, everybody's davening Marav there in the Chosin's room there at the time right before they go to the Chuppah and everybody dying Marav. So he also davenes Marav. The Masikiyar, he doesn't stand out from everybody else. He's just going along with the Tzibur. He's blending with the crowd. So it doesn't Masikiyar. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shimon Gamliel, also like Hashem. Hasem who'd been in Kavana, in the case of the Chosin, when it comes Krishna, you have to have Kavana. And I'm sorry, the Limotzi Mekavni Daita. We know that the Chosin can't be Mechavan because he has his mind on other matters. Masikiyar. So that's why the Chomzei, that's why it looks like Kikihara. That's why Rabbi Shimon Galil says Nechsekihara. Avalok, in our case, Nechsekihara. Why not? Amri, you know why he didn't go to work? Malachi Delesla, he doesn't have a job. He's unemployed. Paikhazi, go around and take a look. Kambaloni, you can be sure, look in the streets, look how many people are there playing dice and unemployed, they have no jobs. So therefore, there's no steer between the two. There's Nechsekihara, there's not Nechsekihara. Have a wonderful Agil. Chodesh, everybody, to continue tomorrow.